Some of you would appreciate this story because it's a good example of why you shouldn't argue with your mother. So we could start it in the late 1960s with the birth of a bouncing baby boy. A boy who watched the moon landing according to his parents, although rumor has it he slept through much of it. A boy who loved to play baseball, who loved to swim, who loved to run around, and who one day came home from school and told his mother he hoped he never wore glasses. And his mother said, "Well, your father and I both wear glasses, so chances are you will too." And the boy told his mom, "Mom, you're crazy. That's just not going to happen. That's ridiculous." And his mother said, "Well, you can say that, but you're wrong." And the boy went about his business, and mom went back to hers, and several years later, the boy found out mom was right, because he started wearing glasses. Or maybe I should say, I started wearing glasses. And I was never happy about it, never fond of it. For a long time, I tried to do everything I could to pretend I didn't. I would only wear my glasses during school. And as my vision progressively got worse, I found myself having to wear them with greater frequency so that not only could I see the board in the classroom, but so that when I was walking around outside, I knew whether people were waving at me or around me or what was going on. And eventually I moved in, started wearing contacts, and time passed and I mostly adjusted to wearing glasses, but I never liked it very much. And then came the earthquake, the Northridge earthquake of 94, and my glasses flew off of my dresser, and I realized after everything stopped shaking that not only could I not see well enough to drive, I was having a hard time seeing into the dark room what was going on. I saw a lot of shapes, I saw bumps, and I also knew that my beer bottle and shot glass collection, because I was 25 at the time, had crashed onto the floor, and that I didn't really want to walk through broken glass. So I made a decision right then and there that as soon as I could possibly afford it, I would have LASIK done or some sort of surgery. And for a number of years, I wondered how I would make that happen because I just couldn't afford to get things done. But finally, I figured it out, and when I was about 31, I had the surgery done. So I went just short of 20 years, roughly, with wearing glasses, and then I got lucky, and I had the surgery. And as I sat in the chair, and they prepared to do things, we had a conversation. They said, "Well, Mr. Jack, know that your eyes are going to be good for years and years and years, but somewhere around 45, you'll probably have to wear reading glasses. But don't worry about it, because there'll be a different surgery then, and that'll fix your eyes." And since I was about 31 or 31 and a half, something like that, 45 was so far away, and 46 was so far away, I was like, whatever. So fast forward a number of years, and 45 hits, and I don't have to wear reading glasses. I'm like, woohoo! And then, 46 hits, and I don't really have to wear reading glasses. Woohoo! And somewhere between 47 and 48, I started to notice that occasionally I had to wear the reading glasses. Mostly if it was really dark, or if I was tired, because my eyes would get a little dry, and just little things did it. Well, 48 came and went this year, and I found myself having to wear reading glasses with greater frequency, which is not the worst thing anymore because it doesn't bother me like it once did, but it still sort of irritates me, mostly because I've turned into older people you've seen who have like 27 pairs of reading glasses that you put all over the place. You leave a couple in the car, you put them around various places in the house just in case you need to read something. And like I said, a lot of times I can still see, but then I can't. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. And so why am I sharing this with you? Well, today I spent a good solid 15 minutes trying to figure out what happened to all these different pairs. because, you know, some of them broke and I lost some of them, and I got a few in the car, and I decided that I didn't feel like leaving the house to go to the garage, to go to the car to pull out the reading glasses, because I know I have at least one, maybe two pairs inside the house. And if I pull the reading glasses that I keep in the car just in case, well, I might forget to put them back in the car, and then I won't have them when I need them. So I wander all over the goddamn house, and then I go into the bathroom, and I'm looking, I'm like, you know, was I using them in here? And I look up, and all of a sudden, I notice they're on my freaking head. See the picture? Good times, my friend, good times. Maybe those senior moments are coming sooner than I thought. And then, I'll share this with you. I've been working on this budget for a while now, because we moved and we did all these different things, and I had things figured out so that they would all work. And it all got blown to hell. Isn't that just the loveliest thing? When you think you have your numbers figured out, and suddenly you realize you don't. So, it's a damn good thing that I'm driving for Lyft on the side, because I'm going to have to do some driving so that I get a couple extra bucks to cover the shortfall, and maybe even have enough to eat out once in a while. God, I hate that. You know, it's just it kills me, because, you know, I've been doing some freelance work, and I've been driving for Lyft for a while, and doing all these different things to be smart and responsible, and damn it, you know, life caught me again. So that's fun, you know. So I'm gonna roll up my change today and go to the bank and say, hey, turn this into cash. So the good news is I'm nowhere close to being homeless, nowhere close to not being able to do what I have to do, provided there aren't any catastrophic emergencies anytime soon. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And maybe, just maybe, it's the damn budget that was on the back of my mind, trying to figure out what happened and what fell short and who hasn't paid me. And maybe that's the reason I couldn't find my glasses. Hell, I like that. I like that a lot better than thinking I'm losing my mind. Because the truth is, if you ask people, I lost it a long time ago. All right, not really funny. But that's what I've got for you, my friends. So I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace.